Quezon Voice News, your global link.
President Hichilema extends national mourning period by 9 days. Youths call for unity during mourning period. And at least 45 killed in central Nigeria raid. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chilopa. Government and the family of the late President Edgar Lungu have agreed that the body of the late former president will arrive in the country on Wednesday, 18 June 2025, using a private charter made available to the family by well-wishers. This follows an agreement following the consultative meeting between the government and the Lungu family on the repatriation and the funeral of the former president. Speaking during a joint press briefing in Johannesburg, South Africa today, family spokesperson Makebi Zulu said that the body of former president will be taken to Mulungushi Conference Center for 3 days as a way to enable the public to pay their last respect.
The body of the late former president will be taken to Mulungushi International Conference Center on Thursday 19th June, Friday 20th June, and Saturday 21st June to enable members of the public to pay their last respect from 09 hours to 16 hours, after which it shall be returned on all days to the funeral house in Chwema to lie in state.
Meanwhile, Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa said that President Hakainde Hichilema has extended the national mourning period by 9 days from 15th June to 23rd June 2025. Mr. Kangwa disclosed that a state funeral will be held and presided over by President Hichilema.
A state funeral shall be held and shall be presided over by the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, culminating in the former President's burial on Monday, 23rd June 2025. Mr. Hakainde Hichilema has officially extended the mourning period by 9 days from today, the 16th of June 2025, to the 23rd June of 2025, the date of burial.
Kanyama Police Station received a report of a sudden and unnatural death on Saturday, June 14, 2025, at approximately 17:10 hours. The report was made by Elias Mwanza, aged 48, of Kanono area, Kanyama West Compound in Lusaka. Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamunga said Mr. Mwanza reported that his son, Oscar Mwanza, aged 25, of the same address, had died unexpectedly at their residence around 16 hours. Mr. Hamunga said, according to the initial statement, the deceased had been complaining of painful legs for the past 2 weeks. He added that in seeking spiritual healing, Mr. Mwanza invited a local pastor identified as Trust Moyo, believed to be between 25 and 35 years old and affiliated with Zioni Church located near Yellow Shop in Kanyama Compound. It is alleged that during the prayer session, the pastor instructed the family to provide a mixture of eggs and Coca-Cola, which was administered to the deceased, said Mr. Hamunga in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Hamunga said in addition, the pastor placed a stone on fire and upon hitting, used it to apply pressure to the deceased's legs, who immediately after this act screamed, collapsed and became unresponsive and was later pronounced dead at the scene. The pastor allegedly fled the premises through a window and is currently on the run. Mr. Hamunga further said that the body of the deceased has since been transported to the University Teaching Hospital, UTH Mortuary, and is awaiting a post-mortem examination to establish the exact cause of death.
Following the incident, the pastor allegedly fled the premises through a window and is currently on the run. His whereabouts remain unknown. Police officers visited the scene and conducted a criminal investigation. The body of the deceased has since been transported to the University Teaching Hospital mortuary and is awaiting a post-mortem examination to establish the exact cause of death. An inquiry file has been opened and investigations into the matter are actively ongoing. Members of the public with information on the whereabouts of the suspect are asked to report the nearest police station.
PLO Foundation Youth Toison Kumwenda has called on the nation to promote a language of unity as a way of honoring the legacy of the late 60th Republican President Edgar Lungu. Mr. Kumwenda urged young people across the country to rise in solidarity and become a strong voice for unity during this period of national mourning. He said this would reflect the spirit of togetherness that President Lungu consistently championed. speaking on RCV's Community Forum program under the theme The Importance of Peace in Remembering the Late President's Contributions to National Harmony, Mr. Kumwenda emphasized the value of Ubuntu, a philosophy of shared humanity, as a source of comfort for the former First Family. He also encouraged the family to seek strength in God and rise above differing public opinions during this challenging time. Youths must reflect on and learn from the efforts the late president made in promoting national peace and development, said Mr. Kumwenda.
If you want peace in the future, we must plant it today, and youths are the gardeners. As young people may face many challenges, often unemployment, social pressure, but we must never let anger or desperation turn us into tools of violence and hate. We can honor UCO's legacy by choosing dialogue over division and promoting the One Zambia, One Nation slogan, One Youth, One Mission.
Advocacy for Child Justice Executive Director Josephat Njovu has reaffirmed the organization's support for recognizing 18 years as the official legal age defining a child in Zambia, and that defining a child as anyone under the age of 18 provides young people with sufficient time to grow, develop, and reach their full potential. He noted that a clear and consistent legal definition is crucial in closing legal gaps that have left children vulnerable to various forms of abuse, especially in cases involving the age of consent. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, he emphasized that Zambia already has a robust legal framework to protect children, but inconsistencies and ambiguities across various laws continue to create confusion about who qualifies as a child. There is need to remove ambiguities within the laws to clearly and uniformly define the term child, said Mr. Njovu. Mr. Njovu further urged lawmakers and stakeholders to prioritize legislative clarity to ensure that all children in Zambia are afforded full protection under the law.
Try to remove the ambiguities that are in that clause. Otherwise, 18 is actually the best age for who a child is in terms of definition. So it's very important, and then allowing all these other subsidiary laws to align themselves to the age as defined by the Constitution, so that we do not leave a gap, a bracket of children that are unprotected. Issues of defilement have been problematic because of the issues of definition of which child is.
In African news, officials say at least 45 people have been killed during an overnight attack in central Nigeria's Benue state. Eyewitnesses say the attack was carried out by armed cattle herders, and police say they then engaged the attackers in a gun battle. Many houses were burnt during the raid on Yelewata town. Coming up shortly, UK advises against all travel to Israel as airstrikes continue. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The UK has advised